Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is name. N-A-M-E.
Really?
You bet your life. The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood.
Have you seen?
Did you ride?
Did you drive a new DeSoto? Hurry up.
Do it now.
At your dealers today. It's designed for you and your budget too. It's the 1952 DeSoto.
It's here. Yes, it's here. The new 1952 DeSoto is now on display at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Be sure to see this beautiful new car. Listen for further details later in this program. And here he is, the one, the only...
Fine name for a man. Oh, that's me. Well, here I am again with $1,500 for one of our couples. George Fenneman, that's you?
Yes, sir.
Who's first to try for all that money?
Well, we invited some elevator operators to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Lynn Maidman. Her partner is from the United States Air Force, Major Marion Watt. And here they are. Ladies, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Miss Lynn Maidman, huh? You're an elevator operator?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? How old are you?
I'm 19.
19, mm-hmm. Huh? Where are you from, Lynn?
I'm from L.A., here in L.A.
Are you married?
No, I'm single.
What's that?
I'm single.
You're a seagull?
I'm single. Well,
I don't hear very well. You'll have to talk real loud, huh? Then Major Marion Watt, huh? Let's see, your last name is Watt?
Yes.
I bet you expect me to kid you about your name being Watt.
Well, everybody does.
Not me, I'm too old for that sort of thing. Now, what's your last name, Major?
Watt.
I said, what's your last name, Major?
My last name is Watt.
Watt, Watt. Well, Major, you said what? You said name. And you and your girlfriend here split $100. Here's 50 for you and 50 for you, Major. Well,
thank you very much.
Now, what did you say your name was?
My name is Watt.
Well, I'll call you Abbott and you call me Costello. Huh? What branch of the service are you in, Major?
Well, I'm in the WAF.
What did you say your last name was?
Watt.
Watt. You're in the what? And your name is WAF? Is that right?
No, it's the other way around.
Well, the WAF. I'm not familiar with that branch. What is it exactly?
Well, WAF means women in the Air Force.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that branch. Huh? Where do you fly your elevator?
At Saks.
You fly your elevator at Saks?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of Saks? Flower Saks?
No, Saks Fifth Avenue.
Oh, I thought maybe the Flower Saks would be a grain elevator. Is your elevator hard to run, Lynn?
Oh, no, it's very simple. You can learn in 2 minutes.
You can how?
Well, there's just a little handle there that you turn to the right and you go up, and you turn to the left and you go down, and straight up is you open the door and stop.
In other words, you just have to know the ropes, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the old elevators they had about 20 years ago, and that joke goes with the old elevator. And I wish that joke was on that elevator right now. And that the rope broke. What's your assignment now, Mage?
Well, right now I'm assigned with the WAF Officer Selection Program. We're looking for women.
You're looking for women?
Yes, that's right.
You got nothing on me, huh? Maybe I can help you. I've had a little experience along those lines. How many women are you looking for?
Well, our program calls for 4,000.
What qualifications are necessary for candidates?
Well, the woman must be between the age of 24 and 32. She must have a college degree and have from 3 to 5 years of work experience, preferably in dealing with people or in a supervisory capacity.
I must say that your standards are considerably higher than mine. Well, it's been very nice having you both here tonight. And, Major, I hope you have lots of luck with girls like Lynn here. And I hope I do, too. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $1,500 question. But right now, I want you to listen to this.
Have you seen?
Did you ride?
Did you drive a new DeSoto? Hurry up.
Do it now
at your dealer's today.
Yes, it's here. The new 1952 DeSoto at your DeSoto Plymouth dealer's. It's a big, beautiful, comfortable car, designed for you and your budget, too. The 1952 DeSoto brings you a host of great features, like Oriflow shock absorbers that help make even the roughest road feel like a boulevard, waterproof ignition for fast, sure starting in even the wettest weather, and DeSoto's famous safety rim wheels to protect your family in case of blowouts. Yes, the 1952 DeSoto is the car designed for you and your budget, too. See it. Ride in it. Drive the new DeSoto. Now on display at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
It's designed for you and your budget, too. It's the 1952 DeSoto.
And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the value jewel of the low-priced field.
Friends, go into your DeSoto Plymouth dealer tomorrow. And when you do, tell them Groucho sent you. All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. George, would you mind explaining the rules?
Certainly. You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of 4 questions. And the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,500 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the show.
Here we go. Let's see how high you can build your $20. You select the famous Canadian cities and provinces. Here's your first question. How much of the $20 will you bet?
You want to bet all of it, or
let's bet all of it?
You're going to bet the whole $20?
That's right.
You realize if you lose the $20, I'm not trying to persuade you one way or the other that you
won't
have...
Should we make it 19? All right, we'll make it 19.
In what Canadian province is the city of Montreal?
It's in the province of Quebec.
Off to a great start, you have $39.
Remember, you're going for $1,500 tonight. Now, how much of the $39 will you bet on your second question?
Can we bet all of it?
All of it?
All of it.
Talk right up, you know.
We'll bet all of it.
There are dozens of people listening to this show all over America. In what Canadian province is the city of Winnipeg?
It's in Manitoba.
Manitoba is right.
Really on your way? You have $78.
Here's your third question. How much of the 78 are you going to try?
We'll shoot the works.
Shoot the works, huh?
Right.
In what Canadian province is the city of Toronto?
It's in the province of Ontario.
Ontario is right.
You now have $156.
How much are you going to bet?
We'll bet all of it.
$156?
Right.
You'll either have nothing or you'll have dry and swancy, ach and fopsy. $156, you'll have dry 112 tops. In what Canadian province is the city of Halifax, if you'll pardon the expression?
It's in the province of Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia is right. Put it there.
And you wind up at a grand total of $312.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We invited some waitresses to the program tonight, Groucho, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Pat Miller. Her partner is Prince Mike Romanoff. Folks, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, children, to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Pat Miller, huh? It's nice to have you here, Pat. Where's your home?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And it's Prince Mike Romanoff, huh? Well, it's a great honor having a prince with us. We had a king on the show last week. Really, Fred King. He was a plumber. Well, Prince, you know, I followed your career for many years. Tell me, are you still planning to swim the English Channel?
I am a restaurateur.
You're a wrestler, you say? Mike Romanov? Well, I can't believe it. No, Baron Leone could put you in the hospital in 2 minutes. What do you mean you're a wrestler?
I am the owner of a restaurant.
Oh, a restaurateur. Many people mispronounce it and say restaurateur. You have a restaurant, you say, Prince?
Yes, I have.
In that case, you could put Baron Leone in the hospital in 2 minutes. Prince, let's find out something about you. Where were you born?
Well, there's been a lot of question about that.
Are you really a prince?
Well, there's been a lot of question about that, too.
He does pretty well, even without a lawyer, doesn't he? Have you ever met a real-life prince,
No.
Pat? We used to have a great dame named Prince, but you're a Russian, aren't you?
No, that, too, has been questioned.
I guess the only thing that hasn't been questioned by him is the bill that he slips you at the end of the meal. Yeah? I imagine that's been questioned, too. Huh?
Right.
You're a waitress, Pat, you say?
Yes.
Where?
At Biff's in Hollywood.
Biff's? What's Biff's? Biff's School or Biff's?
No, that's a short order house.
You mean you're a little short on each order that you make? Mike, what kind of a place is Romanov's? Would you call it a short order place?
We are a French restaurant.
French restaurant? What do you mean? How does your joint compare with a good restaurant?
We have a French cuisine. Entire
I have a French cuisine. He lives in Long Island. What's the average check at your place, Pat?
About 70 cents.
And what's the most expensive dish you serve?
Steak and eggs, $1.65.
$1.65? How do you feel about these prices at Biff's, Prince?
I don't.
What is your average check at Romanov's?
Oh, I should say about $12 a couple.
You can eat there for $12, two people? That's without food, isn't it? That's for parking your car in the hat check, But doesn't it come to more than that? Wouldn't it come to...
Well, if they had Chateaubriand caviar, it might come to about $30 a couple.
$30 a couple. I remember $30 would take care of a family of three for a whole week. And you say it takes care of three people for only one meal, Mike?
Two people. Two. Couple.
No, three people. I was including you, Mike. Takes care of you better than anyone else, too. Prince, could you name some of your customers? Just for posterity, this is.
Well, we've had President Truman, General Eisenhower, Senator Taft, Ellie Kahn.
Senator who?
Senator Taft.
There's a senator in Ohio with almost the same name. I think his name is Hartley, huh? Do you have any food at your place that might be called inexpensive, Prince?
Well, we have one sort of specialty called steak Romanov.
Now you're talking. What kind of steak is that? And how much would that be?
$3.50, I can't remember.
That's quite inexpensive. What is it?
Well,
is it sirloin, tenderloin, fillet, or what?
Well, it's... has a mushroom sauce. It's,
That's all? Just a mushroom sauce?
Well, it's a ground sirloin.
In other words, it's a hamburger, right? Well, it's been fun and educational having you here, and after talking with you both, I know exactly where to go if I want the best service. My DeSoto Plymouth dealer, naturally. Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $1,500 question, which I imagine he needs desperately. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George Fannerman is going to remind our listeners.
The elevator operator and the major won $312.
All right, now, let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected royal families. Here's your first question. How much are you going to bet?
Should we do?
Well, I think we should bet 19, don't you?
Quite. $19.
$19. What country was ruled by the House of Ming? M-I-N-G.
China.
China is right.
You're off to a good start. You have $39.
Remember, you're going for $1,500 tonight. How much of your $39 will you bet on your second question?
You name it this time.
All of it.
Okay. You realize you may be leaving this little girl penniless.
Huh?
Mike, you want to give her a free meal if she loses everything on this question?
She'll give you two.
All right.
Well, that's $200 anyway. All right, what country was ruled by the House of Tudor? T-U-D-O-R.
England.
England is right.
You're really climbing. You have $78.
How much are you going to bet?
75.
78.
$78?
Yes.
Ooh, you are a gambler.
You got all with you?
All right. I'll gamble.
He said name.
Yeah, somebody said you
back
name.
On the back, huh?
Bring it on.
Is there? Of course. Now, you each win $50 because she said name, which was the secret word. Now, you've got enough for a glass of water, Pat. Eh? Here's your third question. How much are you going to bet?
Have 78.
Have $78.
All the 78. Is that right?
That's right.
All or nothing.
Okay. What country was ruled by the House of Vasa, or Vasa, V-A-S-A? It's a toughie.
Egypt.
I'm sorry, it's Sweden. And it's so close to Russia, Mike, you should have known that. We're going to give you one more question.
All
if
right.
You get this right, we'll give you $10. Which will buy you a soup spoon if you don't take it out of the restaurant. Now, no help in the audience, please, because this is a tough question. How long was the 30 Years' War?
30 years.
30 years is right. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Gosh, I'm jolly tonight.
We asked for...
I used to be Groucho, but I'm jolly tonight.
Huh? We asked for married couples tonight.
You, I always ask for married couples.
Who had led interesting lives.
Well, that's kind of difficult.
And here comes the couple... And here comes the couple that was chosen, Dr. Marie and Dr. Richard Cole. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and you'll win $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Dr. Marie Coe and Dr. Richard Coe. Let's see, Dr. Marie Coe and Dr. Richard Coe. Is there a doctor in the house? Marie, I'll start with you. You're a doctor?
That's right.
What kind of a doctor?
I'm a medical doctor. Doctor of medicine.
Well, you certainly could make me take my medicine. Where you from, Doc? Imagine being sick in the middle of the night and calling, when she shows up, you call for a doctor. Now, you're Dr. Richard Coe, eh?
That's right.
Getting pretty sick of all this doctor talk. What kind of a doc are you, Dick? What kind of a dick are you? No. You sound like a wristwatch. Dick, doc, doc, dick, dick, doc. Skip it. What kind of a doc, dick, doc are you, doc? What kind of a doc are you, doc? Now I've got it, huh?
I'm a doctor of philosophy.
Doctor of Philosophy. I have a two-wheeler home. Is that, Well, my philosophy can use some doctoring. Exactly, precisely, what is a doctor of philosophy? Do you just give aspirins to philosophers?
No. I happen to be a doctor of philosophy in chemistry.
Now, answer one question. Can you cure a patient?
No.
Well, that's all I want to know. You're the same kind of a doctor I've been going to for years. I'll just call you Dick, eh, Doc?
Fine. How long have you been married, Marie? That's your Marie, aren't you?
That's right. 5.5 years.
Well, and, Doc, were you studying chemistry while Marie was learning to be a pill roller? No, I was working and taking care of the children.
You say you were taking care of the children?
That's right.
What children?
Our children.
Is this true, Marie?
That's right.
This comes as quite a blow to me. You mean, in addition to your studies, you took time out to be a mother?
That's right.
How many times?
3 times.
She's a typical school kid, all right. She'll do anything to stay out of school. Marie, I'm only kidding. I think it's wonderful that you could study medicine and have a normal, full family life, too. Congratulations. And, Dick, I should imagine you enjoy a nice, full family life, too. You're as much of a hero as she is.
Thank you, Groucho.
Don't thank me. I had nothing to do with it. What sort of work do you do, Dick Doc?
I work for the Shell Oil Company, and I direct chemical experiments.
Like what? What are you looking for?
Trying to remedy any situations which may develop at the refinery. For example, one of the things we're concerned with now is...
Dirty windshields?
A remedy for a high corrosion rate we've encountered in an isomerization unit.
Really?
The catalyst...
Gee, I didn't think you'd get around to that for another week yet.
Well, we're getting a lot of corrosion there. And
you are, eh?
Yes, we are.
Well, things are tough all over. Is there much collusion with this corrosion?
It appears to be.
Marie, let's get back to you. I know what you're talking about. I don't know what he's saying. Last time I talked to you, it surprised me with 3 kids. I trust you're quite recovered by now, aren't you?
Yes.
And where do you hang up your shingle, Marie?
I'm an intern at the Harbor General Hospital.
Oh, you've been a doctor only 6 months and already you're an intern?
That's right.
Specifically, what are some of the things an intern has to do that an outturn wouldn't do, for example?
An intern...
If there's an intern, there must be an outturn. How do they get out of the building, huh?
An intern takes histories and does physicals, goes on rounds, leaves orders for the nurse, instructions for the nurse.
You leave instructions for the nurses, eh? Well, suppose, for example, I were languishing in your hospital. What kind of instructions would you leave for the nurse?
Well, that would depend upon the nature of your complaint.
Well, I only have one complaint. The nurses continue to run out of my room. Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, you'll get a chance at the $1,500 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but Mr. Fenneman, sometimes known as George, is going to remind our listeners.
The elevator operator and the major still lead with $312.
Hey, let's see how high you can build your $20. You selected cabinet members. You have $20. How much are you going to bet on your first try?
20?
18 dollars.
What cabinet member is in charge of the... Gee, I hate to say this. The collecting of the income tax returns. The mere mention of that revolts me, huh?
It's under the Department of the Treasury.
The Secretary of the Treasury. Well, that's close enough.
Well, you're on your way. You have $38.
Remember, you're going for $1,500 tonight. How much of your... How much are they
getting? $38.
$38. Will you bet on your second question?
I'll bet on it.
All right.
You're mighty lucky to get a charmer like that, Dick Duck. What cabinet member is in charge of the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Oh, my, you're most smart, huh?
You now have climbed to $76.
I'd hate to be married to a woman who was that pretty and that bright.
Bet all.
The spirit of 76, huh? You're going to bet $76. What cabinet member is in charge of the conservation and use of the land?
Secretary of the Interior.
Talk it over now. What cabinet member is in charge of the conservation and use of the land?
Secretary of the Agriculture.
So you just got under the wire in time that time, Marie.
You now have $152.
All right, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the
52
are you going to bet? All of it?
All of it.
What cabinet member is in charge of the development of the natural resources of the United States?
Secretary of the Interior.
The Secretary of the Interior. Big kiss.
And you wind up with $304, and that means the major and the elevator operator with $312 in just 1 minute. Get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,500 question. If you're proud of your car, then chances are you're particular about where you take it for service. And that's why more and more car owners every day drive in where they see the familiar sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
That's right, Fannerman, because a DeSoto Plymouth dealer is just as particular about your car as you are yourself.
Yes, Groucho, his men are master technicians with years of experience. They're trained in factory methods to treat your car with the same watchful care a mother gives a baby.
You should see those men try to bite the DeSoto.
What's more, DeSoto Plymouth mechanics have the finest, most up-to-date tools and equipment at their command. That helps them do the job quickly and efficiently. And remember, fast, efficient work saves you money. So if your car needs service of any kind, visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealers the very first thing in the morning.
Fenneman, you're asking all those people to drive around in their pajamas?
Well, just drive in where you see the famous sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And here's the major and the elevator operator, the winning couple, all ready for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,500 question, Groucho.
Here we go for $1,500. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help in the audience. Here it is. The Uncle Remus stories have provided pleasure for millions of youngsters of all ages. For $1,500, tell me the name of the journalist and storyteller who created the Uncle Remus stories. Talk it over. What is the answer you two kids have decided upon?
We don't have an answer.
None? Don't you want to even take a stab at it? Well, I'm sorry. The correct answer is Joel Chandler Harris. Very well known. You should have known it. So that means the big question next week will be worth $2,000. Well, you lost the big money, but how much did they win in the quiz, George?
$312.
Well, it's not too bad. Congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $2,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember...
See the 1952 DeSoto.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Good brakes stop many accidents before they get started. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.